coming here to speak shortly about watch out your faith. Watch out your faith. We are going to turn to 2 Peter chapter 1 from verse 2 to 11. Watch out your faith. My name is Elias. I'm coming from Keshero. It is the other Sebeka parish over there. It's a Kiswahili parish, right? It's okay, good. So, watch out your faith. This is our topic for today. So we can read from 2 Peter chapter 1, 3 to 11. His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and godliness. Through this, He has given us very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature, having escaped the corruption of this world caused by evil desires. For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to your goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness mutual affection, and to mutual affection love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But whoever does not have them is short-sighted and blind, forgetting that they have been cleansed from their past sins. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, make every effort to confirm your calling and election. For if you do these things, you will never stumble, and you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. My brothers and sisters, we need to understand from the Lord how or why we have to watch our faith. Watch out our faith. I need you to think about something that is going on in this town, and I call it from the watchman to the security woman. From the watchman to the security woman. I'll request the one who is displaying to show this picture. You know, some days back, we used to know that when you are called a watchman, it is not the same way as today. Because this was a matter of being coming as an individual, but today is a group. They call them companies, societies, right? And we used to know that these people are old men. But today we have young men and ladies. In my place, you don't know that place, when they want you to study and go further with studies, they say, if you don't study, you are going to be a watchman. But those uneducated people, today in the security companies, we have educated ones, young men and young ladies. And if you can just see the names of these companies, they are called in English names. And you know, you cannot access English without education. We used to know that these people come from villages, just people coming from remote places. But today, they are the ones of our own, grown up in towns. It used to be overnight watching, but today is overday watching. Okay, we can just also add night. And maybe they were just like whistleblowers or horn blowers, but today they can intervene if there is a problem. So why are they watching? The answer is there. They will tell you that we are protecting precious people and precious properties. I take this one, but it is not clear from this screen, but that one is a little bit clear. This is Graben Security. You have already seen some of them watching over precious people and precious property. So, there is also stories about watching in the Bible. Watching in the Bible. We know that apart from the prophets who were known and presented themselves as the watchman in charge of the whole society, Jesus, in his saying, in his imperatives, the things that he wants us to do, we can recall one. He used to say, watch, together with other imperatives like give, okay, believe, or share, preach, make disciples, go, ask. Among those imperatives, he said also, watch out. Watch out. So, when he was saying watch out, he said, watch your ways, your attitudes, your behavior. Watch your teachings. Watch the false prophets. I can call them the fake prophets. Watch until I come. You know, many parables in the Bible are speaking about the coming of Jesus. And you need to watch. I think you can just remember one of this parable. When Jesus said, watch until I come. Watch your faith. Watch your faith. It means stay awake. Do not give Satan a foothold. Even the apostle Paul speaks of preserving our faith as a precious deposit. Hallelujah. Our faith is a precious deposit and we need to watch over it. The apostle Peter also, from whom we are learning this morning, he said also, he shows also how central is our faith to our Christian life. When he starts saying on verse 5, to your faith, add. To your faith, add. That is how central is our faith. Imagine that we are just reflecting about this setting of security guys. I was thinking that maybe faith is the boss, okay? And then add to your faith knowledge, and knowledge will be there. Add to your faith goodness, and goodness will stand there. Add to your faith, I don't know, all these things that were spoken there. So that shows how central is our faith, and we need to watch over it. I will show you how precious is our faith, our Christian faith, our faith in Jesus Christ. If people are watching over precious properties and precious people, individual and personal like us, our faith in Christ is so precious and requires that we watch out. This kind of watching is never passive, but it is always active. And in our activity, in this kind of activity, our faith is precious because it produces big shifts, big changes in our life. There is a shift from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. This is not passive. This is active. The shift from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. There is a shift from unrighteousness to holiness. You can just be reading the verses. Verse 4, shift from unrighteousness to holiness. Verse 11, shift from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. There is a shift from folly of our sin to the knowledge of God. It's also another big shift. There is a shift from self-reliance to God, to spirit-led life. This self-reliance is not in terms of economics to say I'm sufficient by myself. No, no, no. It is about who is in control of your life. It is no longer you, but someone else. And this is God. This is the Holy Spirit. So you, with faith, you are shifting from self-reliance to spirit-led life. There is a shift from despair to hope. And when I can imagine all this big shift, I say, this faith is precious because it is making our life different. So for these reasons, our faith is precious and need protection. Let us come back to our guys. When you read all these banners, they will say, this plot is protected by, and then they will give you a big name there. So, if we are also faithful Christian, and we have also faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, and considering all this big shift, we need to watch out our faith. There is a Bible passage that will tell us a little bit different, but it is the same. Work out on your salvation. Work out on your salvation. Philippians chapter 2 verse 11, verse 12. Philippians chapter 2 verse 12, sorry. Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. This is a kind of expressing also, watch out your faith. Watch out your faith. So, what about losing your faith? Because it seems that if there is a matter of watching, it means that something we are going to be lost if you don't care. So what about losing your faith? I think that it is not possible to lose one's faith as long as you do not stop watching out. Hallelujah. So do not stop watching out. But if it will come one day and you are not caring about that faith, it can be lost. So do not stop watching out. This implies three things. First of all, always live in sanctification. Hallelujah. When you are in sanctification, you'll never lose your faith. Respect God's word. It means practice what you are hearing. Respect God's word. And thirdly, obey the voice of the Holy Spirit. In doing these three things, you will never lost your faith. Do not stop watching. May God bless you. This is what was given to me to tell you, and God be with you. Amen.